Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. We are live from the social scene down here in Framingham, Massachusetts. My guest today is Laurel Egan Kenny from Turning Point Communications. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, we're excited to have you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your company and how you got started?
Sure. Turning Point Communications is a national company. I've been in business almost 10 years, and I basically do marketing communications based on thought leadership practices. So I try to extract the thought leadership of my client base in order to help promote them in marketing communications.
Interesting. That's an interesting perspective on marketing.
Thank you.
I am on the digital side, as you know. So when somebody hires you, what type of company are they? B, how do they know they need your help?
Good question. Often they don't know that they need my help. I would say that traditionally, up until the last 6 months or so, I was pretty much focused on the financial services industry and a very specific niche within financial services called treasury management and wealth management. And that would be my niche because that was my background in financial services for over 13 years, starting out at State Street, at Sovereign Bank, and others. I had a natural client base as soon as I started my company, and I was able to build out quite a constituency of clients in that space because I knew a lot of people, and it was a very specific niche. My previous position, I had taken a job with the South Shore Chamber of Commerce, where I was exposed to businesses of all types, of course, businesses all from all across the South Shore. And having left that job, I now have taken on some clients outside of my traditional service base of financial services. So I'm expanding a little bit, if you will.
Well, that's great. Tell us a little bit about some of your clientele.
Sure.
And what it is, this program or service that you put in front of them, and what they can expect to get from it and how they benefit from it.
Sure. So now I've taken on clients in the business services space. I've even taken on a waste management company, a woman who recycles food waste called Positive Effects. I'm in also high tech and association types of environments as well. And oftentimes when I go in to a client, I will meet with him or her and talk to them about what they do and kind of understand what their passion is. And basically, I take the tact of a non-traditional marketing. I am almost anti-advertising, if you will. I am almost entirely word of mouth and basically, again, just trying to extract it's traditionally a leader in an organization's thought leadership. So everybody is a subject matter expert on something. So I try to glean that from that person. And then from that, I use it to understand how that can reach the constituents that they would like to reach. So I always take it from the approach of who, what, when, where, why, how, who is your audience, what do you need to say to that audience, at what interval, at what and when do they need to hear from you, where do you need to be, is it web, is it social media, is it digital marketing, is it advertising, is it a periodical? Where do you need to be? Is it a conference? And how are you going to get it all done? And I can help them with that as well. So I can help with the strategy, help with understanding and gleaning the information from them, and helping them to really implement on that strategy.
So essentially what you end up being is more of a marketing or director of communications consultant?
Definitely communications consultant for sure. And oftentimes they don't even think that anyone ever would like to hear from them. They don't ever understand who the heck would want to hear from me? Why do they want to hear from me in a newspaper or at a conference? So that's the first hurdle we need to get over. And then it's you know, how do we present that information?
Tell us a little bit about some of the information or a class or a conference that you would hold. Walk us through what that would be like for a business.
Well, it's funny because as a marketing person, I call myself my own worst marketer. But in fact, I believe that I'm my best marketer because I practice what I preach. I market myself almost nowhere other than to say that I do it through thought leadership. So here I am today, number one. In the last couple weeks, I've been speaking at conferences. I have gotten out in front of people and just told them about what it is that I do in a way that can help benefit them. I don't often just go out and advertise blatantly, right. As you know, in the old sense of the word of advertising, where you're basically paying for space or paying for somebody to do something for you. It's very much a thought leadership approach. And, you know, if anything, I talk to people about how to position themselves in the industry, which is, you know, it changing in some cases other people's perception of who you are. It's talking about brand and, you know, who you truly are. What's your promise to your marketplace or your promise to your target market? And how do you differentiate? So those are three of the most important, in my opinion, components of marketing that there can be. So differentiation truly is how are you unique? What makes you stand out truly? And oftentimes I find that thought leadership is one of those things.
Oh, interesting.
Thank you.
So tell us about some of the projects that you're working on now.
Sure.
Give us the most challenging project.
Well, again, I will speak to the woman that I'm doing some work with. Positive Effects is the name of her company. Again, often it's been a derivative from where I've traditionally been with financial services. So understanding waste management, number one, understanding Patricia Welch's take on that industry, whereby she is recycling food waste and returning it back to local farms, which is, you know, so she's got it coming and going. So she's got it from a community angle. She is working very closely with local communities to understand or to find farms that could benefit from food waste in the form of by converting it to compost and then returning it back to those farms. And then ensuring that the next generation of produce gets returned back to the community, to food banks, and to people who don't have, you know, food or enough food. So she's got it from, like I said, community. And economically as well, she's saving companies money.
Oh, yeah.
Because she is basically extracting food waste, which is, from what I understand, 75% of the weight and the grossness of any given waste that gets garbage that gets thrown away.
Right.
And it also can attract pests and it attracts the smell and all the things that nobody ever wants to think about. So these are things that I never had to deal with in financial services, as you can imagine. You know, and then she's got it from an environmental perspective, of course. Instead of ending up in a landfill, this food is now converted back to the earth. Right. And again, to raise the next generation of produce. So I believe it's a very cool model, and she's trying to take it national, and that's where I step in.
Well, that's great.
Thank you.
So is she a startup?
She's been in business almost six years, mm-hmm. And she's founded in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And she truly is taking this model national. She is, has built out an enterprise on the South Shore and will be rolling this out over the next few years.
Super.
Thank you.
Super.
Thank you.
Well, how can people get a hold of you today?
Sure. So I'm actually soon to be launching my brand new website. That is turningpointcommunications.com. Actually, I've had that URL for quite some time, but Donna Mavromatis of Mavro Creative is helping me to put a new spin on my website. Again, it should be. As a marketing company, I should look good. And then my other business, too, is my national business is working with banks to help, again, promote the bank themselves by working very closely with their star salespeople to help them to better sell. So I'm doing some sales training as well, and that's a very national business.
Good. So it sounds like you're very busy.
Thank you.
Well,
I am.
We are live from our studio down here at Social Scene, MTP Software in Framingham. I am filling in for Jeffrey Davis today. And we'll be right back after these messages.